Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
Hello, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to this powerful video where we're going to explore one of the most reassuring truths in the Bible. God will fight for you. In a world filled with challenges, uncertainties, and fears, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and helpless. But today, we're going to remind ourselves that we're not alone in this fight. Our God is a mighty warrior who has promised to fight on our behalf. So, if you're feeling lost, discouraged, or just need a reminder of God's power in your life, then you're in the right place. Please subscribe to our channel and hit that notification bell so you don't miss out on any of our inspiring content. And most importantly, watch until the end for a powerful prayer that will leave you feeling empowered and blessed. Are you feeling overwhelmed by the battles you're facing right now? Are you struggling to find the strength to keep fighting? Well, let me tell you that you are not alone. God is always by your side, ready to fight for you. He is your protector, your shield, and your defender. When you feel like you can't go on anymore, remember that God is with you, fighting for you every step of the way. Even when you feel like you're fighting alone, know that God is right there, fighting alongside you. You may be facing battles in your career, your relationships, your health, or your finances. It may seem like the odds are stacked against you and you're tempted to give up, but I want to encourage you to keep fighting and keep pushing forward because God will fight for you. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. Trust in Him, and He will lead you to victory. Sometimes, it's easy to forget that we have a powerful ally in God. We get so caught up in our struggles and challenges that we lose sight of the fact that God is fighting for us. But the truth is, God is always working behind the scenes, orchestrating things in our favor. So, don't lose heart. Keep the faith, and know that God will fight for you. There are times in life when we feel like we're on the verge of giving up. The battles we face seem insurmountable, and we wonder if we have the strength to keep fighting. But in those moments, remember that God is on your side. He is your strength, your refuge, and your ever-present help in times of trouble. So put your trust in Him, and He will fight for you. No matter how tough the battle may be, remember that God is greater than any challenge you may face. He is all-powerful, all-knowing, and always faithful. So when you feel like you're at your breaking point, turn to God and let Him fight for you. He will not let you down. He will be your rock, your fortress, and your deliverer in times of trouble. In life, we are bound to face obstacles and challenges that test our strength and resilience. But even in our weakest moments, God is there, ready to fight for us. He is our mighty warrior, our champion, and our savior. So don't be afraid to call on Him when you need help. He will come to your rescue and fight for you with all His might. When you feel like the world is against you and you have no one else to turn to, remember that God is on your side. He is your defender, your protector, and your advocate. He will fight for you, even when no one else will. So put your trust in Him, and He will show you just how powerful He can be in your life. It's easy to feel overwhelmed by the battles we face in life. Whether it's a health crisis, a financial setback, or a broken relationship, the challenges can seem insurmountable. But in those moments, remember that God will fight for you. He is your strength, your hope, and your salvation. So don't give up. Keep fighting, keep believing, and know that God has your back. In times of trouble, it can be hard to see a way out. The challenges we face may seem impossible to overcome, and we may feel like we're fighting a losing battle. But in those moments, remember that God is with you, fighting for you. He is your refuge, your fortress, and your deliverer. So don't lose heart. Keep the faith and know that God will fight for you. When you feel like you're at the end of your rope, remember that God is there, ready to fight on your behalf. He is your strength, your hope, and your shield. No matter what battles you may be facing right now, God is greater than all of them. So put your trust in Him, and He will fight for you with all His power and might. The enemy's tactics haven't changed much over the years. He still uses fear, doubt, and discouragement to try and defeat us. But we must remember that these are just tactics, and they're not a reflection of our true identity in Christ. We're children of the Most High God, and we have the power to overcome any obstacle that comes our way. In Exodus 14,
men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Verse 14, God says, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." This is a powerful promise that should give us all the confidence we need to face any challenge that comes our way. God is not a God who sits back and watches us struggle. He's a God who actively fights for us. Picture this. You're standing on the battlefield of life, surrounded by adversaries, doubts, and fears. It's in these moments of despair that you must remember you are not defenseless. You have a mighty warrior on your side, ready to defend and protect you. The concept of God fighting for us is not merely a theological notion. It's a reality that can transform our lives. When we surrender our battles to the Almighty, we tap into a reservoir of strength and courage beyond comprehension. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15, "Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." These words were spoken by the prophet Jehaziel to King Jehoshaphat when he was faced with a massive army that threatened to destroy Judah. But God's message to Jehoshaphat is the same message He has for us today. The battle is not yours, it's God's. So let's take a deep breath, relax, and let God do what He does best. Fight for us. Throughout history, God has proven Himself to be a mighty warrior who fights for His people. From the parting of the Red Sea to the walls of Jericho, God has consistently demonstrated His power and might. He's the same God today, and He's still fighting for His people. So let's look back at God's track record and remember that He's always been faithful to deliver His people from the hands of their enemies. But divine protection isn't just reserved for biblical figures. It's available to each one of us today. Whether you're facing financial hardship, health challenges, or relationship struggles, God is ready to step in and fight on your behalf. Perhaps you're skeptical. Maybe you've endured so much pain and disappointment that the idea of God fighting for you seems like wishful thinking. But I urge you to suspend your disbelief and open your heart to the possibility of divine intervention. Imagine the weight lifted off your shoulders when you realize that you don't have to carry the burden alone. God isn't just a distant deity. He's a loving Father who cares deeply about every aspect of your life. In the midst of life's storms, it's easy to lose sight of God's presence. But even when you can't see Him working, He is there, orchestrating events behind the scenes for your ultimate good. So, how do we access God's protection and allow Him to fight for us? It starts with faith. Faith that God is who He says He is and that He will do what He promises. When we trust in God's sovereignty, we relinquish control and allow Him to take the reins of our lives. It's a surrender that requires humility, but the rewards are immeasurable. But surrendering to God doesn't mean sitting back passively. It means actively engaging in prayer and seeking His guidance. Prayer is our direct line of communication with the Almighty, and it's through prayer that we invite God to intervene in our circumstances. In times of trouble, our instinct may be to rely on our own strength and resources, but God reminds us that His ways are higher than ours, and His power is made perfect in our weakness. So, when you feel like you're at the end of your rope, when the battle seems too fierce to fight, remember this. God is fighting for you. He is your refuge and strength and ever present help in times of trouble. But divine protection isn't a one-time event. It's a continuous process. Each day, we must renew our trust in God's faithfulness and remind ourselves that He is always with us, ready to defend and deliver us from harm. As we journey through life, we will undoubtedly face trials and tribulations. But amid the storm, we can take comfort in the knowledge that God is our defender, our shield, and our fortress. Even when the odds are stacked against us, even when it feels like we're fighting a losing battle, God is there, fighting on our behalf. His love knows no bounds, and His power knows no limits. So, whatever challenges you may be facing today, I encourage you to release them into God's capable hands. Trust that He is working all things together for your good, even when the situation seems dire. But divine protection isn't just about physical safety. It's also about spiritual warfare. The enemy seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. But God's power is greater than any force of darkness. Through prayer and spiritual discernment, we can stand firm against the schemes of the enemy and experience the victory that is already ours in Christ. But perhaps you're still hesitant to fully surrender to God's will. Maybe you're afraid of what it will cost you or what others will think. But I urge you to lay aside your fears and take a leap of faith into the arms of your Heavenly Father. When you entrust your battles to God, you not only receive His protection, but also His peace that surpasses all understanding. It's a peace that transcends circumstances and fills your heart with hope and assurance. Who can forget the story of David and Goliath? This is a classic example of God fighting for His people. David, a young shepherd boy, trusted God to deliver him from the hands of the giant Goliath. And we all know how that story ended, with Goliath lying on the ground, defeated. This story reminds us that no matter how big our giants may seem, God is always bigger. The Bible says in Psalm 68, verse 35, "You, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to His people." This verse reminds us that God's power is not just a theoretical concept. It's a real, tangible force that can be experienced in our lives. And when we tap into that power, nothing can stop us. Faith is a crucial element in God's fight for us. When we trust in God, we're essentially saying, God, I believe you're bigger than this problem. And when we do that, God can work wonders in our lives. So let's cultivate a spirit of faith that says, God, I trust you no matter what. God is a faithful God who always keeps his promises. He's not a God who says one thing and does another. When he promises to fight for us, we can be sure that he'll do just that. So, let's hold on to God's faithfulness, even when things seem dark and uncertain. Prayer is a powerful tool in God's fight for us. When we pray, we're not just talking to God. We're partnering with him to bring about victory in our lives. So let's make prayer a priority in our lives, especially when we're facing challenges. The Bible says in Psalm 91, verse 4, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. This verse reminds us that God is our protector, our shield, and our rampart. He's the one who keeps us safe from harm, even when the enemy is attacking us from all sides. Do you remember the story of Elisha and his servant in 2 Kings 6? They were surrounded by the enemy, but Elisha prayed, and God opened his servant's eyes to see the angelic army that was fighting for them. This story reminds us that even when we can't see what's going on in the spiritual realm, God is always fighting for us. God is a God of deliverance. He's the one who sets us free from the bondage of sin, fear, and doubt. And when we're facing challenges, he's the one who delivers us from the hands of our enemies. Perseverance is key when God is fighting for us. We must be willing to stand firm, even when the battle is intense. We must be willing to keep praying, keep trusting, and keep believing, even when things seem impossible. The Bible says in Isaiah 46, verse 10, I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. This verse reminds us that God is sovereign and his purposes will always stand. So, even when we don't understand what's going on, we can trust that God is working everything out for our good. The story of Joseph is a powerful reminder that God is always working for our good, even when things seem bad. Joseph was sold into slavery, but God used that experience to prepare him for greatness. So, let's trust that God is working everything out for our good, even when we can't see it. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 to 4, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all compassion and the God of all compassion, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. This verse reminds us that God is our comforter, the one who comforts us in all our troubles. As we draw near to the conclusion of our exploration into the profound truth that God will fight for you, I want to leave you with a heartfelt reminder. Life's battles may be fierce and the challenges may seem insurmountable, but you are not alone. You have a powerful ally in the Creator of the universe, who stands ready to defend and protect you at every turn. In moments of doubt and despair, may you hold fast to the promise that God is fighting for you. When fear threatens to overwhelm you, may you find refuge in the arms of your Heavenly Father, who is a fortress of strength and a tower of refuge. And when the enemy whispers lies of defeat, may you declare with confidence that greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. And now, let us bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts, grateful for the assurance that you are always with us, fighting for us. In moments of weakness, you are our strength. In times of darkness, you are our light. We surrender our fears, our doubts, and our burdens into your loving hands, knowing that you are faithful to your promises. Lord, we thank you for the countless blessings you have bestowed upon us, seen and unseen. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life so that we may have abundant life in you. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit, who dwells within us, guiding us and empowering us to walk in your ways. As we journey forth from this moment, may your presence go before us, leading us in the paths of righteousness and protecting us from the snares of the enemy. Grant us wisdom to discern your will and courage to follow where you lead. May our lives be a testament to your love and faithfulness, shining as beacons of hope in a world filled with darkness. We pray for those who are facing battles of their own today, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual. May they find strength in you, comfort in your presence, and peace that surpasses all understanding. Heal the brokenhearted, restore the weary, and renew the faith of those who have grown weary on the journey. Lord, we lift up our voices in unity, declaring your praises and proclaiming your victory over every trial and tribulation. For you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And in you, we find our hope and our salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. May the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you for joining us in this time of prayer and reflection. May you go forth from this moment with renewed faith and confidence, knowing that God is fighting for you. God bless you abundantly. Amen.